Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org. Now, the best of the Stuart Britton Show.
And today, with no clips, I'm afraid, we review Incredibles 2. This is Disney Pixar's follow-on from The Incredibles from 2004. In this story, superheroes are illegal, leaving the Incredibles kicking their heels, doing nothing in particular except normal daytime stuff, which they find incredibly boring. A rich fan and his wife contact the Incredibles and offer to engineer their acceptance again, not just them as superheroes, but all superheroes who have been shunned by the world outside. In order to do this, they go after a baddie called Screenslaver, but rather than defeating him, they become captured by his charms and his creators. Now, without spoiling the plot, that's all I'm going to tell you about the story. As far as the film is concerned, it's excellent. It really is better than the original. The original introduced you to all the Incredibles, you know, the baby Jack-Jack and Elastigirl and Mr. Incredible and what have you, and the adventures that they had in that one, which was fine. This goes one step further and knows that you've got some established characters, which we know and we love from the first film, and just gets straight on with telling a story. And it's great. The guy who skates on ice is there as well, and he goes back into superhero mode to help them out too. So if, when you get out of hospital, you've got some time and some money, do go and watch this. The Incredible, or Incredibles 2, is a really excellent film. And that's our film review for this week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Southampton Hospital Radio. To find out more, go to www.sohba.org.